This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Environmental Protection Agency is currently accepting feedback on regulation for the Waters of the U.S. rule. We'll have more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Last week, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin announced a draft guidance for WOTUS involving continuous surface connection. This guidance is great news for cattle producers, and it's part of the work that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been doing over numerous presidential administrations. In the latest Beltway Beef podcast, NCBA Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart said they were excited to see the announcement along with the news that the EPA is accepting feedback on WOTUS.
For a long time, when we think of WOTUS, we've thought of the significant nexus test. But in 2023, the Supreme Court issued a ruling in a case called Sackett versus EPA that basically told the EPA they couldn't use the significant nexus test anymore, and instead replaced that test by saying that the only waters that were considered WOTUS are relatively permanent waters and wetlands that have a continuous surface connection to relatively permanent waters. So now EPA is tasked with applying and defining those terms. They started with continuous surface connection.
Hart said they will continue to work with the EPA to make sure that WOTUS regulations line up with the intent of the Supreme Court's Sackett versus EPA decision.
We know that these are terms that need to have clear definitions, and look forward to engaging and working closely with the agency to ensure that the way these terms are defined and the way WOTUS is utilized at the agency, both the Army Corps and EPA, and state regulators across the country, conforms with the intent of the Supreme Court's Sackett opinion.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.